Welcome to the Free Lawyer Podcast. I'm your host, Gary Miles. The Free Lawyer Podcast is designed for the lawyer, entrepreneur, or professional who is in some way unfulfilled, stressed, or stuck, and is looking for something better. We will discuss various blocks that limit us from achieving the personal freedom that we all desire, but have not yet fully experienced. And we will give actionable steps to free yourself from them. Are you looking to achieve a new level of success? If so, this podcast is for you. Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining me here today. I'm really grateful for each and every one of you. You know, I've been doing this podcast now a little bit over 2 years, and I've received so much support from so many people. It's my mission with this podcast to support lawyers and other professionals who are in some way struggling or stressed in their career, to give helpful information that can help you be your best, to enjoy what you do more, to be more successful, to be more fulfilled, to be more free. And the viewership of the podcast has grown so much. And I really, really appreciate that and thank each and every one of you who regularly listens to the podcast. For those of you who are new to the podcast, hit the follow button. And that way, when you wake up on a Monday and Thursday and you're riding to work, the podcast will be there waiting for you. Mondays is my solo episode, like today. On Thursday, I'll have a guest episode. And for those of you who have enjoyed it, please do me a favor, write a rating and review, because it helps the podcast to be seen by more people. And that's what I'm interested in. And if you know someone who is a friend who's struggling, where you think some of the information here might be helpful, please share it with them. Maybe they will enjoy it as you have. And many of you know I authored my first book, Breaking Free, issued in December. Many of you have purchased it and written nice reviews and have enjoyed it. If you haven't had a chance to look at it yet, check it out on Kindle. I'll put a link in the show notes. But I cover the 12 main prisons of our mind that entrap us so much, whether it's self-doubt or perfectionism or fear. And I share tools for overcoming them, as well as the 12 keys to unlock those 12 prisons. Many people find it very helpful. So check it out if you haven't so far. So to get today's message, I want to talk today about how to handle the stress of the time that we face in our practice, how to handle the overwhelming workloads, how to master our productivity. So let me begin, as I so often do, with some questions for you. Do you ever feel overwhelmed with your workload? Do you wish you had a few more hours in your day to get more work done? Do you ever get frustrated with how little time you have? When you finish your day, are you ever disappointed that you did not get more done than you did? You know, so many of us struggle with this problem. Our partner keeps giving us more work to do. The court schedules unexpected hearings. Our clients call asking us to help resolve a crisis right then. We're constantly interrupted by our staff, by calls from clients and attorneys, and by emails. We have so much work and seemingly so very little time that we feel overwhelmed and stressed. What to do? How do we manage this daunting workload? You know, our world of law is so fast-paced, and time is really seems like our most precious commodity. And the key to success is our productivity. You know, we're no strangers to the demands of an ever-growing caseload, client expectations, and the relentless ticking of the billable hour clock. Yet amid the chaos of our courtrooms and our conference rooms and our office, an opportunity exists to survive and to thrive. In today's episode, I'm going to discuss the most significant obstacles to managing our work and talk about how we are affected when we're not productive. I'm going to explain what you enjoy, the gifts you enjoy when you achieve greater productivity. But more importantly, I'm going to give you 12 tips to help efficiently manage your workload in less time creating more freedom and fulfillment for you. So let's begin with this. What are the biggest obstacles to your productivity? And these are some that I hear many people saying. Distractions. We're constantly interrupted by phone calls, emails, meetings, and questions from our staff. Clients are calling, attorneys are calling, we get emails, people pop their head in our door while we're trying to work on something. Do you encounter distractions during your day that interrupt you and make you less productive? Procrastination. You know, sometimes we get sidetracked by less important tasks, or we put off our most difficult or unpleasant matters. I know for me, I call it getting ready to get ready. I'd always put off the things I really should be doing to the way I justified it was I was going to clear my desk so I could dig into that without interruption. But really, I was just putting it off. Overcommitment. Isn't it hard to say no? Don't you find when asked if you could help, you just, as a matter of reflex, say yes, even though you don't really have the time? We have so many clients, cases, and matters competing for our attention. And it leads to a sense of overwhelm. It's simply too much to handle. We are overcommitted. Perfectionism. I know I struggled with this. Have you ever? We strive for perfection in our work. And we end up spending too much time on our tasks to make sure they're absolutely perfected, absolutely perfect. Our perfectionism often leads to procrastination, or at least spending too much time and falling behind. A lack of focus. Sometimes because of the stress at work, because we feel overwhelmed, our attention wanders. We may look at our phone, we may browse the internet. We don't focus on the most critical tasks. We lose time in our day. Multiple priorities. We have to juggle so many different tasks and cases and matters and clients simultaneously. And each has its own deadlines and demands. And managing these competing priorities can be really challenging. Mental fatigue. The nature of our work, all the complexities, all the demands, all the challenges, all the interruptions can really lead to us being mentally tired, impacting our productivity. You know, a world-class athlete monitors his body, doesn't overtrain, finds time to relax so he can still perform on the athletic field. But we often let our mind, our brain get worn down, and that affects our ability to be productive. Burnout. Boy, don't we all know how demanding and stressful our profession is? Many of us feel so burned out. We need support to maintain a healthy work-life balance, and that burnout can really affect our productivity. And what problems do we encounter when we're not productive? You know, it's so hard to complete our work efficiently. We feel so stressed by all we have to do. And these obstacles that I mentioned, these distractions, procrastination, overcommitment, perfectionism, lack of focus, multiple priorities, mental fatigue and burnout, they make it so much harder. So we may end up cutting corners to get work done, or we lose our focus and get distracted, or we move from one task to another and try to do several things simultaneously. We spin our wheels. We always feel we need to catch up. We take our work home, frustrated with everything we have to do. And what problems does this overload cause? Well, the one fear is missed deadlines. While terrifying, we sometimes struggle to meet critical deadlines because we weren't productive, because we didn't prioritize. And that creates more pressure and stress. We may not actually miss the deadline, but we work so darn hard on the final day, the final hour to get things done. And that can lead to poor work product, lost clients, or if we actually miss a deadline, a real problem. Increased workload. You know, the less productive we are, the less we get accomplished. When we don't manage our workload well, we feel stress, burnout, and decrease job satisfaction. But more than that, our workload just increases. The less productive we are, the more we still have to do. Poor quality work. when we're not productive, our quality of our work suffers. We may rush through our work or overlook important details or run out of time to do it well, leading to mistakes or poor quality work. Our reputation can be affected. If we struggle meeting deadlines, or we're always last minute, or we're late in filing things with the court, our reputation can be affected, and it could potentially cause us to lose clients and referrals. But most importantly, we reduce our job satisfaction. While we feel so overworked and overwhelmed, we may experience reduced job satisfaction. We may feel disengaged from work. We will lack fulfillment. We feel trapped and unhappy. Do you know of any lawyers who feel that way? Boy, I sure do. So how do we benefit by being more productive? These are some of the most important benefits. We're more efficient. When we're more productive, we accomplish more work in less time, enabling us to take on more cases, meet deadlines, and achieve our goals more effectively. We have better client relationships. By being more productive, we provide faster, more effective, high-quality service to our clients. That leads to stronger relationships with our clients and more referrals and more business. Increased billable hours. Productive lawyers complete tasks more quickly, allowing them to bill more hours in a given day or week. And that leads to higher revenue for the law firm or for the lawyer. Greater job satisfaction. When we accomplish more in less time, we experience greater job satisfaction and fulfillment, leading to increased happiness and professional success. Reduced stress. When we're more productive, we don't feel as stressed. We're no longer on the edge of burnout because we can better manage our workload and avoid feeling overwhelmed. We have a better reputation. By being more productive and achieving our goals more effectively, we establish a reputation in our field for prompt, quality work, for excellence and efficiency. And that leads to increased business and referrals. But most importantly, we have a better work-life balance. Increased productivity enables you to manage your time more efficiently, leading to a better work-life balance. And that will improve your job satisfaction, your quality of life, and your fulfillment. Pretty amazing benefits: more efficiency, better relationships with your clients, more billable hours, more revenue, greater satisfaction at work, less stress, better reputation, better work-life balance, more fulfillment. Who doesn't want that? But you say, Gary, how can I do that? I know I want to be more productive. I know I want to get more done in less time. I know I want to be less stressed. I know I want to be more fulfilled. I've heard this stuff over and over again, but nothing changes. Would you like to have better control over your daily activities? Would you like to be more productive at work? Would you like to feel less stressed and more fulfilled? Would you like to enjoy a better work-life balance? Well, trust me, you can. I'm going to give you 12 tools here to help you have a more satisfying and productive professional experience. And some of these won't be easy for you to change. And you'll feel like you're in the whirlwind and you keep doing the same old, and feeling overwhelmed and stressed. But trust me, if you try these 12 tools, you will be so much more productive. You know, I coach lawyers individually, and with several of them, I really work with them with their productivity because they feel so overwhelmed. And when they've actually applied these tools, the results have been nothing less than fantastic. So let's give it a try. Here's the first one. I want you to start today to have a new attitude towards time. Stop looking at time as your enemy. Stop looking as time as something you don't have enough of. Like if I had 30 hours in a day, I'd be more successful. Drop these familiar refrains that we all say. I don't have enough time. There's not enough time in the day. If I had time, I would do it. I would like to help you, but I don't have time. Just stop saying those things. Stop being a victim of time. Stop using it as an excuse. Instead, what I want you to do is take ownership of your 24 hours a day. Make time your friend instead of your enemy. You know, those 24 hours are a tool for you to use. They're a gift. How you use them is your choice. when you stop making yourself a victim and instead take ownership of your day, you will become more free and more productive. 2, analyze how you presently use your time. Before figuring out how to use your time more effectively, you have to know how you're using it or not using it now. You have to understand how you currently spend your time. For 1 week each day, track your activities and how long they took. And I mean literally, you walk in, you sit down at your desk, you walk in the office at 8:15, you say hi to everybody, chit chat about the weekend, sit down at your desk, get a legal pad out, get a pen, and write down 8:30, you're ready to start work. Write down each thing you do, and when you finish that thing or get interrupted, write down the next thing you do. So if you're writing a motion and you spend from 8:30 to 8:45, then you get a call and you're on that from 8:45 to 8:55, write each and every one of those things down. Why is that? Well, you're going to find sometimes you may not have recorded some of the time you wrote down. You may find that you actually wasted time that you didn't know that you did. You may find you took too long on certain things. You may find you allowed yourself to be interrupted too much. Doing this will help you identify how much you can accomplish in a day and where you might be wasting your time. You will discover where you're losing time on unnecessary distractions or unproductive conversations or activities. You also learn how long your projects take you. 3, prioritized. Prepare a list of what you have to do and prioritize it. What is most important for you to do first? What can wait? You know, we find sometimes we spend too much time doing the simple, unnecessary, not urgent tasks first, and we put aside the higher priority, more challenging products. We get ready to tackle the most important assignments. Eliminate those tasks that someone else could do for you or that you don't need to perform yourself. What are the most important, essential items for you to do first? 4, delegate and obtain support. What tasks do you presently do that you could assign to someone else? What can your paralegal or your administrative assistant handle for you? Can you utilize support personnel at a much lower hourly rate to free you to handle the more essential items? If there are items you're doing that can be done by someone else, delegate them. Delegate them. Let them do it for you. And you may say, they don't do it as well or as fast, but if you train your paralegal or if you train your legal assistant or your associate to do some of these things for you, you'll find over time, you've built a team that can support you in being more productive. 5, schedule your daily activities. Plan your day before it unfolds. Make a daily schedule of precisely what you have to do and when you have to do it, and then stick to it. Put everything on your schedule, including breaks and lunch. I mean, literally prepare for tomorrow, a schedule of what you're going to do, how long it's going to take, and when you're going to do it, allowing times for breaks and lunch. Before you go to work, you should already have prepared which priority tasks you will do first. Your task is to stick to your schedule as best you can. Now, I understand things come up. There are emergencies, clients call, different things happen. You get a new matter. But scheduling your projects on paper will free your mind to focus on your most critical matters. 6, group similar tasks together. Do you ever find you're working on drafting that complicated pleading and an email comes in from that lawyer you can't stand and you glance at it and you realize, now I have to answer that email? Or a call comes in and you feel you have to take it. And then you get back to working on what you're working on, but you don't remember where you are. What was I doing? What was I thinking? Instead of answering every email as it comes in, set a time to respond to all of them simultaneously. If you don't have to answer your calls right then, schedule time to make all the calls you need. You know, let those calls go to voicemail. They don't know if you're in court or on the phone with someone else. So if you're working on something important where you're really focused, just let the call go to voicemail. Call may return all your calls at the same time. 3 or 4 calls came in. When you're finished working on that project, return the calls. Don't look at your emails when you're working on something important. The emails are never, never that urgent. When you get a break, return all the emails you got in the preceding 2 hours. So lump all those things you do to get like calls and emails, lump them together and do them all at once, but don't allow constant interruptions in your day. 7, stop multitasking. Nothing is more efficient than multitasking. When you try to do too many things simultaneously, you don't do any of them efficiently or well. You lose time and productivity when you're constantly switching from one task to another. Multitasking is really a waste of time and lessens our productivity. Instead, focus on one project and either complete it efficiently or spend the amount of time you meant to spend on it, and then move on to your next one. 8, assign time limits to your projects. Instead of just working on a project until you fully complete it, set a specific amount of time you will work on it exclusively. Sometimes I hear people say, I don't have 3 hours of my day to write that memorandum. Well, you don't have to have 3 hours of your day to write that. Spend 1 hour of focused time working on it today, and spend another hour tomorrow and another hour the next day. Spend your designated time working on that task before you go on to the next project. Your productivity will skyrocket when you have a focused amount of time to work on each project. 9, take a break. It is so important to take mini breaks to recharge our batteries. It may be surprising, but breaks are one of our most efficient time management scenarios. Little breaks will improve your productivity after working for an hour or so. Schedule them as part of your day. For example, work for 2 hours, then take a 10-minute break. And those breaks should be part of your daily schedule. Whether it's a short walk, a break to chat with a friend, reflection time, or a snack, building these buffers in your day will help you to be less stressed and more efficient. 10, just say no. Of course, we have to do many things. We have to. But often we will say we'll do something for someone else we don't have to do. We'll never learn how to manage our time efficiently if we always say yes to things we simply cannot handle. Instead, focus on the projects that require your talent and your expertise and will create more value for your firm. Sometimes we should decline tasks to focus on more important, more productive projects that are more important to our firm. 11, organize yourself. Maintain an organized workspace, both physically and digitally, to reduce distractions and save time searching for documents or information. The piles of papers on your desk do nothing except make you feel overwhelmed. Have your workspace organized. Know exactly how to find the files or information you need. And unclog your email box. Don't let it build up to 3,000 or 4,000 emails. Get rid of those junk mails. Decline subscriptions. Work on your emails as they come in so you don't get behind. So be organized in your workspace. And 12, block distractions. Emails, phone calls, web browsing, social media messages constantly distract us in our office. You know, I started practicing quite a long time ago, and back then, I didn't have those distractions. I had none of them except for the phone call and staff. I didn't get emails. They didn't exist. There was no web to browse, no social media, but it can become kind of an obsession for many of us. And they can constantly distract us in our office. It's incredible how much time we waste on such distractions. If you're working on a high priority project, put your phone on silent mode or put it in your briefcase or in your desk or in your pocketbook. Minimize your email so you can truly focus. And close your door to limited interruptions. Let your staff know you're busy. Hold your calls. Don't interrupt you for the next hour. So these 12 tools, I think, if you put them into play, will really help you. Change your attitude towards time. Track and analyze how you presently use your time. Prioritize what you have to do. Make a list of everything you have to do and prioritize. Delegate and obtain support from your associate, paralegal, and legal assistant. Schedule your daily activities. So tomorrow you should have an actual schedule for what your activities are. Group similar tasks together, like returning emails and calls. Stop multitasking. Focus on one thing exclusively at a time. Assign time limits to your projects. Work hard for that amount of time and then move on to the next. Take breaks in your day. Learn how to say no to things you don't have to do. Organize yourself, your physical workspace, and your digital workspace, and block distractions and interruptions. You know, taking ownership of your time and utilizing these tools will help you simplify your work to get more done faster and better. You'll find you have more time to do what you truly love. You will feel more relaxed and more fulfilled. You know, the maxim, work smarter, not harder, could not be more accurate. You know, productivity is critical for lawyers looking to succeed in their careers. Whether you're a junior associate, a partner, or a solo practitioner, increasing your productivity will help you achieve more in less time, improve your work-life balance, and ultimately positively impact your clients. To become more productive, start by setting clear goals, prioritizing tasks, delegating where appropriate, and optimizing your work environment. You know, remember, productivity is not just about working harder, but also working smarter. By incorporating these strategies in your daily routine, you can unlock your full potential as a lawyer and take your practice to the next level. You know, I'm really blessed to have the opportunity to coach some simply amazing lawyers. And for each and every one of them, when we started, one of the biggest stresses they had was too much work and too little time. And when we worked on implementing these tools in their daily activities, and they really committed to doing it, the success was simply amazing. If you would like to chat about how I can help you not be so overwhelmed by the billable hour, how to manage your work better, how to find more fulfillment and success in your career, set up a complimentary call with me. I'd love to chat with you. You can go to GaryMiles.net and schedule it, or I'll put a link in the show notes. I hope you found this episode helpful. I appreciate each and every one of you. And as always, please be well, be safe, and be free. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Free Lawyer Podcast. Wherever you are listening, if you enjoyed what I shared, please leave me a rating and review. I would appreciate hearing more about what you like best and what topics you might like me to cover in future episodes. If you are interested in experiencing a more fulfilling and a more successful life, please contact me at www.GaryMiles.net, where you can schedule a free discovery call with me so I can learn more about you, your challenges, and your dreams. I appreciate each and every one of you, and have a great rest of your day. Thanks to all of you for your support.